Roubaix is a city of almost 100,000 inhabitants. We are in north of France, and in fact we are a no-industrial city. It used to be called the Thousand Chimney City, the French Manchester. There's lots of industry around textile industry. We are known for the cycling course Paris-Roubaix, and also for our museum, which is an example of recycling, because it was an old swimming pool that we recycled into a museum. When we wanted to go towards zero waste, in fact, the city of Roubaix is not in charge of waste. We are not in charge of the treatment, we are not in charge of the management of waste, and this is the job of the agglomeration. But we wanted to do it anyway, and so how to do it when we don't have the tools? It was a chance for us, because we had to do it differently. For us, the city of Roubaix is also a poor city because of the end of the textile industry. We have a lot of employment, and we are one of the poorest cities in France. And for us, zero waste is also a way to rethink the economy at the level of the city. The way to go towards zero waste was to do it with everyone, and we wanted to have all stakeholders, the citizens, but also administration, schools, associations, retailers, companies, and we were convinced that the only way, as we don't have the tools, to go to zero waste was to do it with everybody. And so, to begin, we began with the citizens. In 2015, we launched a zero waste challenge to the citizens, and we wanted 100 families in the city that would engage to have a 50% reduction of their residual waste. And since then, each year, we have 100 new families that come to us. And we have also other families from the cities around that come to us and join the challenge. But at the moment, at the level of the agglomeration, we have 2,000 families engaged in the zero waste challenge. These are all the points. Each point is a family, and these are all types of families. Poor, rich, everybody comes to. What we gave them is a scale. This is really important because we want people to weigh their waste. In fact, wastes are not something that we offer also workshops, and we have plenty of workshops that we offer. These are the solutions. So we organize 50 different workshops, composting, of course, but also a bag for the bread, or nappies, what is the difference between water from the tap and water in the bottle, and so on. How to make your own detergents. At the end, after 1 year time, the zero waste family have around 50 kilos per inhabitant per year, which is 4 times less than the average in the city. So, of course. And we have more benefits. We have up to 2,000 euros buying savings per year in per family. The average is around 1,000 euros. We have also new habits. People buy their products in the city rather than in the commercial center. So this goes to the relocation of shopping. There is also civic engagement. Zero waste families are engaged citizens that act in the city. And we have very nice stories, like the story of André and Guy. So André and Guy, they used to spend 500 euros in 3 weeks, and the last week they didn't have any more to spend. Sometimes they didn't have anything to eat, and sometimes they couldn't consuming by learning to consume differently. André now has spent 250 euros per month, so he has 250 euros left. She goes, they go to the restaurant each month. They couldn't do that before. She's really happy, and things have changed for her. She even said in the local newspaper that I have saved her life, so to say. And she's an incredible ambassador. Well, all these families are incredible ambassadors. In marketing, we say that one person can touch seven persons. So today, with these 500 families, this is 1.5% of the population that is engaged in a really strong waste reduction. And this is maybe 10% of the population that is touched with this challenge. I used to say it's zero waste, but 100% happiness. Looks like. And so, well, to go toward zero waste, we have to implement new composting solutions. We are not in charge of the waste, but this we could do it. So we don't have any organic solution for organic waste. And so we design new things like this composting apartment, composting tower, where you can also grow your flowers and food. We implemented the community composting and so on. New solution, and we are also convinced that there is no solution. There is not one solution, but there are different solutions depending on the family, of the way of life, the place we live in, and so on. We also created a level for zero waste shops, so we have now new shops for buying in bulk, also shops that are selling, rebuying things, reusing things. So we have 50 shops zero waste for the moment, and we hope to have 100 in the city. We also have a big job in schools. So we have 50 schools in the city, and we work in the schools on personal food waste, and we reduce strongly the food waste of the children. This is really important. We banned plastic. We had a lot of food that was served in plastic dishes, so this is finished. And well, by working on this, we also have strong ambassadors also with the children. So we have the families, we have schools, we have retails, we have the associations. As people are engaged, families, there were families creating new associations like cleaning at the market or repair cafe. And we have also companies. And lots of people come to us and say, well, I want to make a circular economy company in the city. The first one is creating furniture with waste, with coffee. The second one is creating furniture with old pieces of wood. We also have lots of families that come to us and say, well, I've changed my way of consuming, I want to change my life, what can I do? So we propose them new things that they can do, like to recycle, companies, something that we have also in Dubai now. And well, slowly, we create this circular economy at the level of the city to permit to achieve this zero waste program. So really we work with all stakeholders. Our ambition is to be really a circular city where there is no more waste of new resources. And in fact we are doing this by waving new relationships between people, between the stakeholders in the city. And this is not
sell it.